Okay, so we're on in Zion. So we're by, I guess, what would we say? We're in Tarn Golo, the second story. So the Gemara, right, we mentioned about Karza Bam Karza, so that's why the base of Minas was destroyed. And now, a Tarnagola of a Tarnagola, so Chariv Tormalka, because of a chicken and a rooster, the Tormalka, which is the Har HaMelech, I guess is the way the story, that was destroyed. The Havonahigi ki Havi Mafki Chasan of the Kalasa, because the people of Tormalka, they had a minog that when a Chasan and Kala would go out from the Chuppah, Mafki Kamayo Tarnagola of Tarnagola, so they would put in front of them a chicken and a rooster as a Simon Tov, Klomar, to tell them, Pruv Ruki Tarnagolim, that you should be fruitful and multiply like the chickens. So Yom Echad, one day, when the Jews were pulling out a Tarnagol and Tarnagolas in front of a Chasan Kala, Havi Kachaliv Gunda de Romai. So I guess a platoon of Roman soldiers passed by, Vishaklinu Minayu, and they took the chicken and the rooster for themselves. So Nafualayu, so the Jews, in defense of a Minog, like all good Jews do, defend a Minog to the death, Nafualayu, Machunhu, and they hit them, they destroyed them. So they wiped out the Romans because of this chicken and the rooster. So the Amru Lele Kesar, they came and said to the Kesar, and I don't think Caesar means Caesar, because Caesar, right, the Roman generals in charge, right, because the Caesar's in Rome, there's no way they got there. Right, so Asu Amru Lele Kesar, Mardu Bar Yehudai, the Jews have rebelled against you. So Asu Elias, the Kesar came with his army to Tormalka. So Hava Bahu, there was this one Jew amongst those in Har HaMelech, right? Hava Bahu Hahu Bar de Roma, a southerner, I think it was. Maybe that was his name, or that's where he was from. Bar de Roma. David Kofitz Mile. He could jump the distance of a meal. Vikatul Bahu. It was like some sort of superhero. Right? He's a superhero who was able to jump, kill, and then jump away. Right? And I guess he was killing everybody. So Shakli Kesar Latage. So the Kesar took off his crown, I guess, the Osoya Ara, put it on the ground, the Amar, and he davened, Ribone de Alme Kule, the master of the entire world, I Nichalach, right? If it is good for you, right? If it's the right, Lo Timsri Lugavra, don't let me be handed over to this guy, I mean, don't let this guy beat us. Lo Timsri Lugavra, Lide Lamachuse, that this Gavra, meaning himself and his kingdom, Biade de Chad Gavra, in the hands of one person. Oh, okay. So, actually, Pumi Labar de Roma. So, the mouth of this southerner was what was the end of him. The Amar, and he says, "Velo atal Elokim zinachtonu, God, you have left us. Velo seitzei Elokim betzivosenu, you're not found amongst us." Meaning, he's saying, "Kochi yotzim yadi, it's me who's doing it," and therefore he got. I guess that was the end of him because he thought he was the one who was doing everything on his own. But the Gemara then says, "I have a David Nami Amar Hachi." Didn't David also say this in Tehillim? It's a pasuk of Tehillim. So why is the Bar de Roma punished because of that? The Gemara says, "David Asmui Kamisame." David asked it as a question, like, "Can I survive without you? Right? Have you left us?" Whereas this Bar de Roma was saying, "You have left us, and therefore everything that I'm doing on my own. It's me, mine." And I guess he was punished for that. The Gemara doesn't say that, but I guess that was his end. Okay. So all that, what was his end? How did it go? All the basic he see. He went to the bathroom. Asa darkino at shamti likarshe v'noch nafshe. Some snake went into him and disemboweled him, and he died. Okay. So Amar. So when the Caesar saw that his tefillas were answered and this southerner was killed, he said, "Hoyel v'israchesh li nisai zimna." Since a miracle was performed to me this time, ishki binhu, I will leave the Jews alone. Shavkinu v'azel. So he left him alone. And he left. So he left. So, but then what happens? The guy left. So these Jews start celebrating. So is Dakur? They started dancing. Va'achlu v'shasu v'adliku shragi, and they lit candles. Ad itchaze biliona digushpanka birochok mula. Until because all of the lights, you could see a ring. It was like a ring of fire that could be seen from the distance of a mill from the city. So
see, a ring on a person. He says. See the signet of the ring on the person.
Well, that's what he says. Okay. Okay. Ad ichzi biliona de gushpanka berochok mula. Okay. That's a lot of light. So Amar. So the Caesar said, "Mechado kachado bar Yehudi." The Jews are so they're like dancing and celebrating as if they defeated me. I think that's what he said. So hadar asur alayu. So he went back. He went back to get them. He went back to get them. And now, Amar Rav Asi says, Klas Mea Alfe Shilifi Saifa. 300,000 soldiers with swords. Ayul Tormalka. So we had a legion. Again, a lot of the numbers in the Gemara are Guzma. You have to. So 300,000 soldiers. Ayul Tormalka. They killed. They wanted his killing spree for 3 days and three nights. So now the Gemara say how big Haramelech was, as Tormalka was. So they said, Tormalka was so big that on one side of the city there was mass murder and destruction, and the other side of the city was so big, so far away, they were still partying and dancing. They had no idea what was going on. Okay? So now the Gemara brings a pasuk that they're going to darshan for the people who were killed in Tormalka. It says in the second paragraph of Eicha, Bila Hashem velo chamal es kol neos Yaakov. Like Hashem had no rachmanas. It's interesting how they always say that these psukim are talking about, Tormalka, which is during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. Eicha was written following the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, and what he's writing about is that he was an eyewitness. Yirmiyahu was an eyewitness to the first destruction. So I guess chronologically he's really being written about the first destruction, but from a drash perspective, it's written about both destructions. So, Bila Hashem Elo Chamal is called the Os Yaakov, Ki Yasa Ravin. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rav Yochanan, he said the name Rav Yochanan. So, the Os Yaakov is Elu Shishim Ribo Arayos, 60 myriads, I guess. So, it's like 600,000 cities.
60,000.
No, 60,000 Ribo, which is 600,000, right? It's 10,000. A myriad is 10,000. So Elu Shishim Ribu Arayos Shahayu Lo Liyanai Hamelach Bahar Melach. That Yanai Hamelach had in Har Melach. Again, Yanai is, if you're talking about the real Yanai, that's well before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So it could be either that he built it back then, but it's not. Yanai is not the king at the time of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. It's somebody else, right? So Hayu Lo Yanai Yanai Melach Bahar Melach. And I guess Hashem destroyed all of them. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Shishim Ribo Arayos Hayliyana Melech Bayhar Melech. They call Achas v'Achas, and each of these cities, Hayu Bog lived in them, Kiyotze Mitzrayim. 600,000 lived in each city. So you have 600,000 times 600,000 cities, right? Except for Chutz Mishalos, for six cities, Shahayu Bahen Kiflayin. It had double the amount of Yotze Mitzrayim, 1.2 million, right? Had Kiflan, Kiyotzi Mitzrayim, the Elohim, one of those, Kvar Bish, Kvar Shichalayim, and Kvar Dichraya. Okay, so why now the Gnadarshim, why they were called these cities? Kvar Bish, why is it called Bish, which I think means evil or bad? Delo Havu, Delo Yahavi Besal Shbisa. They were like stone, they never gave, they didn't invite guests, they didn't have guests over. Kar Shichalayim, why is it that called? Shahaisa Parnasasan Min Shichalayim. Their Parnasa was from Shichalayim, which is Kress, I think is how they define it, which is a low mean. I don't know why that makes you bad, but okay.
When is this taking place?
The Gemara says it's taking place after the Beis Hamikdash, during the times of the Romans and during that time period. It doesn't say exactly when. It could be after or during, but around that time. Kvar Dichraya, Kai Dichraya means is male, like, you know, start being Dichran, right? Dichraya means it takes separate, you exchange the dollar for a Zion, the Zachar. So Amar Rav Yochlan, Shahayu Nishoseyin Yodos Zacharim Tchila, their women would give birth to males first, the Yodos Nekeva Bachor, and then give, when they would have one girl, U Poskos, and they would stop giving birth. I don't know what that means, why that, I mean. And they're saying it's bad. I think because there's a Gemara above Basra that says that if you give birth to a daughter, that's a simon, a good simon. So why are they stopping? Yeah, so I guess they're stopping, which is bad. Once they have one girl, they're stopping. Okay, so Amr Ula, so I don't know why that means, why these things are considered. The first one I understand why is evil, that they didn't give guests. The last one, I guess, also maybe because they stopped having children. But the middle one is, so they had Parnassus from Kress. Why does that mean that they're bad people? Okay, Amar Ula, Lididi Chazi Liahu Asra, I saw that place, that was Tormalka. I mean, Ula's obviously later, and he said, I saw, you know, the geographical location of what was once Tormalka, Vafilu Shitin Riv Vasa Kini Lomatik. It wouldn't even be able to hold 600,000 reeds, meaning it's not that big. It could have been that big. Whatever, it's all Kusma. So Amar Le Hahutz Duki Rabbi Chanina. So this Sadducee says to Rabbi Chanina, right? Shikuri Mishak Risu. You are guys are liars. The fact that you said that Tur Malka was so big, right? It can't be, and you guys are liars. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Chanina says, Matim, no, because you're not taking into effect the miraculous effects of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Lei, Eretz Tzvi Ksivba. Eretz Yisrael is called the land of a deer. Eretz Tzvi, right? And why is it similar to a Tzvi? Ma Tzvi ze ein oru machzak e pesoro. Af Eretz Yisrael was man yoshun aleh ravchov was man ein Yisrael yoshun lem gamda. He says, no, it's like the skin of the hide of a deer. If you skin a deer, the deer, I guess, contracts, and then you wouldn't be able, if you tried to replace the skin onto the deer, it would be too small. So too, Eretz Yisrael, when Bnei Yisrael are sitting there, there's enough room. It's like expands. But when they're not sitting there, then it contracts, and it can't have enough people. So you are taking, oh, you're only looking at Tor Malka now, after Bnei Yisrael are in exile. But at the time, when we were all there, miraculously we were able to fit all these places and all these people. It's Kuzma. It's clearly a Kuzma. So you have to look up what the numbers mean. 600,000 is always a number that's used. Right. No, no one agreed. No one's saying they have that many people. But 606 is a number. It's always a number. 600,000 is a number. It's a number that's used. Those are certain numbers that are always used. 40 is a number that's always used. Right. Okay, so now Gemara is going to talk about another city that was destroyed during the Korban. Rav Minyume Bar Chilka, Rav Chilka Bar Tuvi, Rav Hunna Bar Chia, Havu Yasa Gabe Hadad. They were sitting together, Amri, and they said, "I Ika Dishmiele Milsa Mikvar Sachanya Shomitzrayim." Does anybody hear about any news about this town called Kfar Sachanya, which is Mitzrayim? I mean, they were asking there whether the people there were righteous or were evil. So Lema, right? Whoever has any information, Lema, should say that information. I don't know why they care, but that's what they're asking. So Pasuk Chaminayah, so one of them got up and said, Va'amar, and said, Ma'aseba arusa arusa so. He had a man and a woman who were betrothed to each other, Shanishbu Lubain Ovichovim. And then they were taken captive amongst the Goyim, the Hisum Zelazen, they got married. I don't know what the Edim were. But Va'amra lo, so the arusa said to him, Vivakasham Michal Tikabi, you may not touch me, Sha'ain li ksuva mimcha, because you didn't write a ksuva. And I guess you can't be with your wife without the ksuva. Velo naga ba ajo mosam. He didn't touch her until the day he died. Ukashemesa, when he died, Amra lahen, she said to them, I guess people were masked with him, Sibdu lezeshe, make sure you eulogize this man, Zeshe pitpeit be yitzro. I guess he was mizalzo. Pitpeit means mizalzo. But I think it means he captured his yitzer. Yoser mi Yosef. He was greater than Yosef. The Yosef will have a elachadosh aita. For Yosef, he only had to capture his yitzer for one hour. The high call yom of yom. This guy had to do it. My husband had to do it every day. The Yosef lo avchadamita. Yosef didn't lie with Eishes Potiphar in the same bed. He slept with me every single day. The Ilul Yosef, Lav Ishto, it wasn't his wife, the High Ishto, and here was his wife, and he had a Shaychus to her. And nevertheless, he never touched her. See that they're great tzaddikim. Pasach Idach, another of the Rabbanim who were sitting down and said the following Maisa. Vamar Maisa in Karshanya, the Amdu Arbaim Modios Bid Dinar. So this measurement of wheat cost a dinar. That's what it would cost. It was pretty cheap. Right, so Nechzar Hashar Modi Achas. And one day, the wheat got more expensive, and it cost now 39. So why do you have this? Why do you have this inflation? Right, Ubatku, and they checked. Umatzu Ab Ubenosha Bo Al Nara Marusa B'Yom Kippurim. They found a man and a son who had relations with the Nara Marusa on Yom Kippur. They viewum lebezdin usikalum bechazar shalim komo. And then the price went back. So I guess this doesn't mean you had these two bad dudes, but the town in itself was, it was such a tzaddikim that these actions would impact them, and they took care of it. They took care of it the way they needed to take care of it. So I guess they're... What?
It was a couple, the one that, also from this town?
Yeah, from this town. Okay, Pasach Idach Va'amar, another one got up and said, Maiseh, with people from Parskanya, Va'adam Echad, Shenoson Eina B'Ishto Ligarsha. So this guy wanted to divorce his wife, V'haisach Suvasa Maruba, but he couldn't afford, whatever, he couldn't afford the payment to alimony. Right, so what do you do? Halach v'zine zimein eshosh binov. He invited all of his friends. V'echilon v'hishkan shikron. He gave them to eat and he gave them to drink and he got them drunk. V'hishkivan al mita achas, and he made them lie down in the bed with his wife. Why she agreed to it, I don't know, unless she was drunk as well. V'hevi lovan beitza. He bought the outer part of a of an egg, which is similar, looks similar to Shichva Zera, the Hetil Bineim, and he threw it down on the bed to be motzi kol to say that his wife had bia with one of them, the Henrila and Edim, and he brought Edim to witness that they were lying down together. Ubala Bezdin, then the Bezdin got up, he came to Bezdin, he says he wants to divorce his wife because she was Mizana, and I'm not chayiv in this case because she's Mizana, I'm not chayiv in the Ksuba. This is a bad dude, this isn't a good guy, this is a bad guy, so I'm not sure how this shows that they're good. But, so they had Hayasham Zakin Echad. There was this one elderly person, Mitalmide Shammai, from the Talmide of Shammai Hazakin, Ubaba Ben Buta Shmo, and he was Baba Ben Buta. So Baba Ben Buta is also much earlier, right? He's the generation after Hillel and Shammai. So he's well pre-destruction. So I'm not sure if he lived this long or somebody else. I don't know. Ubaba Ben Buta Shmo, Amar Lahan, he said to them, Kach Mukublani Mishammai Hazakin. This is what I received from Shammai Hazakin. Lo Bein Beitza Solid Min Or. So this egg white, I guess bubbles from the from fire. V'shichva zera docha min or, and shichva zera, I guess, runs away from the fire. But kumatsu b'kedvarav, and then they ended up finding that he's right, that it was from the egg. V'heviu l'beizin, they brought the sky to beizin. V'hilkuhu, and they gave him malchus. V'gmu ksuva menu, and they took the ksuva from him. So I guess so you could have bad guys, bad individuals, but the town itself was righteous. So Amalei Abayi l'Rav Yosef. So Abayi said to Rav Yosef, okay, these people in Kfar Shechanya were such great tzaddikim, my tami I anush. Why were they punished? I guess the town of Kfar Shechanya was destroyed. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef answered him, Mishum delo I abul al Yerushalayim, that they weren't mit avel on Yerushalayim. So, I don't know, this means they weren't, if you're talking about Baba Ben Buta, then you're talking about pre Chorban Bayis Sheni. So they weren't mitabel on Chorban Bayis Rishon?
No, it's possible that Baba Ben Buta, the story happened earlier, then the town was destroyed.
So they knew about it. Yeah, they knew about the process, and this is taking much later after.
After
Mishum Yabol al Yerushalayim. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Simchu Yerushalayim, the Gilu Ba, Kol Avel, Sisu Tomasos, Kol HaMis Abdu Malel. But those who are not Mis Abel are not going to have. We're not going to have Simcha. Okay? That's that town. Next town, the next story that Gemara mentioned, right? We mentioned the three things. We said the concert, Bar Kansa, Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because the chicken and the rooster, the Tormalka was destroyed, and Ashaka de Rispak Chariv Beitar. And because of the wall of a carriage, I think it is, the city of Beitar was destroyed. Also, because they were very makbid on the Minog. The Havu Nehige. Well, that's not what it says here. But the Havinihige Kihava Misyalda Yanuka, they had a minnow that when a boy was born, Shatli Arza, they would plant a cedar tree, and Yanukta, and a girl was born, Shatli Torinisa, they would put a shita tree. I don't know what the Torinisa.
Pine tree.
What type would you call it?
Pine.
A pine tree. Okay. So they each had their own. I guess they had their names on it as well. So when they get married, they would cut down their trees, and they, from that they would make the chuppah. So Yom Achad, Havakachalfa Barte de Caesar. One day, the daughter of the Caesar, again, not the Caesar, I think there's a daughter of the Caesar, was passing by. Itbar Shaka de Rispak. So the door of her carriage, I guess, broke. So her servants, Katsu Arzav Ailula, they cut down someone's cedar tree, and they brought it to her to fix the wall, the door. So also nafal alayu mechunhu. So the Jews in Beitar were upset. You know that belongs to Baruch Merel. That's for his wedding. So they came and they hit them. So also amrala the Kesar. So I guess they went up. They went to the Kesar and they said, Mardu bach Yehudai, the Jews have rebelled against you. So also alayu. So he came to them with battle. It's interesting, the only thing that does seem to be historically accurate is that the Romans apparently didn't necessarily have the interest in the beginning to destroy. They wanted to capture, and if you agree to their service, then you were sort of let alone. That's why the Galilee wasn't destroyed so much. People, you know, they were more loyal to the Romans. Here also, it seems that there had to be some sort of incident that caused the Romans to come and wipe out the cities.
Yeah, but hope
were rebel. Well, this doesn't say anything. But here they're saying that, I mean, it was something. It was a rebellion. There was something going on. Yerushalayim also seems to be, was not necessarily the initial intent to destroy it. Josephus says that all the time.
Is this the beginning of the rebellion?
This is after. This is after the Beit HaMikdash. This is Beitar. Beitar was destroyed after the Beit HaMikdash.
This is the beginning of the rebellion, or about
I don't know, but it doesn't mention anything about Bar Kochav here, so I can't answer that with any knowledge. It doesn't say anything. It says the reason here is because of the door of the carriage.
The fact is, Beitar was destroyed during Bar Kochav.
Okay, but then again, the Gemara is not talking about that right now. It doesn't say anything about that. Okay, something else. So it said in Eicha. So Gemara now brings out a pasuk that's again an Eicha that they're darshening on the Haruge Beitar. It says, Gadah Bechari Af Kol Keri Yisrael. I cut off in my anger all the Keri Yisrael. Amar Rebbe Zera, Amar Rebbe Vav, Amar Rebbe Yochan, Elu Shmonim, the Gersa has Elif, I'm not sure what they Shmonim Elif Karnei Melchama. These are the 80,000 heads of battle. Shenichnasu Lekrach Beitar V'shash Lekadu. I guess there were 80,000
legions.
These are people. These are leaders of platoons, I guess. So there's a lot of people, if there's 80,000 leaders, right? V'hargu ba anashim v'nashim v'taf. And they killed men, women, and children. Ad shehayalach halach daman v'nafal yam agadol. Until their blood flowed into the Mediterranean, I guess, the yam agadol. It flowed west down into the sea. Shema tomar krova haisa. Maybe you would think that Beitar was close. No, rechoka haisa mil. It was a mil away. So all that blood was flowing. And Tanya, Rabbi Elezer, Agadol Omer, Rabbi Elezer Agadol said, Shnei nechalim yesh bebikat yadayim. There are two
rivers,
wadis or streams that are in the bikat yadayim. Echad moshech elech. One comes towards it. The echal noshech me elech, and one goes, I guess, out. B'shiru chachamim shnei chalakim mayim. They recognized that in those streams, it was the liquid in there was two parts water, one part blood, meaning that there was so much blood in all these streams. Okay, but Masnisa Tana in the Bryce they learned Sheva Shanim Batzur Ovdi Kachavim Es Karmei Midaman Shoyisrael below Zevel. For 7 years, the Goyim who now lived in that area were able to fertilize their fields with the blood of Jews, and they didn't need any actual fertilizer. Okay. Now the Gemara changes a little bit and goes back to the first Beit HaMikdash. Talking about Nivuzron, the Gemara is going to the first Beit HaMikdash. So Amma's famous story, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yishuv Ben Karcha said, Sach li zakin echem anshe Yishalayim. So he was told a story from one elderly person from the people of Yishalayim, Bivikazo in this, I guess, valley, Harag Nivuzadaran, Rav Tabachin, to Nivuzadaran, the butcher, I guess, literally the butcher, Masayim va'achas esrei ribo, which I think turns out to be 2,110,000 people. Ubi Yerushalayim harag, and in Yerushalayim he killed tishim ve'arba ribo, 940,000. I think it works out.
94
myriads, which is 940,000 people. Again, it can't be round numbers. These numbers have to mean something. It's all Al Evan Echad. He did it on one stone. At Shehalach Daman, until all the blood flowed, and the Naga B'damashal Zechariah, and it touched the blood of Zechariah ben Yehuda HaKohen, whose blood was always boiling in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kayim Ashen Emar, to keep what the Pasuk said, V'damim B'damim Nagu. Blood will touch blood. So, what's the story? So, Ashechei, so Nebuchadnezzar found the Demei de Zechariah. He found the blood of Zechariah, the Havakamir Martak V'Solik. It was bubbling and boiling. So Amar, so Nebuchadnezzar asked the Jews, "My hi, what's the story? What's shot with this blood over here? Right? This is in the base of Midrash, right? So Amar lay. So the Jews said to him, "Dam zevachim d'ishtapuch. Yeah, it's just blood of the korbanos that was spilled. So what does he do? So I guess it spilled and it wasn't done kimitzvasan. It wasn't put on the mizbeach. I'm not sure why that takes care of the fact that it was bubbling. But so Isu damei. So what does Nivuzaran do? He goes, okay, I'll make a test. He brings all the different types of blood from the karbanos velo idamu, and they were comparable to this blood that was boiling on the floor of the base of the Mikdash. So Amar Luhu, so Nivuzaran says to the Jews, "I amrisi li. If you tell me what stories with this blood mutov, then fine. I love. If not, masrikna libisraichu b'masriki de parzula. I'm going to comb off your skin with these iron combs." So Amr Alei says, "Okay, we're going to get killed. We'll tell him." Amr Alei, "My name Allah. What can we tell you? Neviya hava nahave by Ben. I think it means there was a navi amongst us. To have a kamochich lan b'milei d'shmaya who gave us Musar. And we didn't like him. So kaimin alayu v'katlin alei. So we got up and we killed him. Vaha kamashnin de lo kanach dami. It's a bunch of years now that his blood is not. So despite the fact that Nebuzaradan said that if you tell me the story, it's all is good, he said, oh, no. He says, I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to make him feel good. Amar lehu, ana mefai sein alei. Abi mefai is the blood of the Zechariah. So us, he's Sanhedrin gedola, he's Sanhedrin katana. He got the great Sanhedrin and the small Sanhedrin, caught the Eliyahu and he killed him, below nach, and the blood did not cease. What?
I think this is one of the kingdoms.
Yes, yes. Bechurim u'besulos, he took the young men and the young girls, they caught the Eliyahu and he killed them, below nach. And he didn't kill, and the blood didn't rest. So I see Tinochus, right? So Rabbani talked to the little kids, cut the lion, and he killed him, Vilonach. So Amralei, and Vuzaran says to the blood, Zechariah, Zechariah, Tovin Shebahen Ibadatim, the great ones amongst you, the good amongst you, I've already destroyed. Nichalad the Ibn Lukul, you want me to kill everybody in order to appease you? So Kid Amralei Hachi Nach. So when he said this, then the blood stopped. Okay, but he Shaita, at that moment, when Vuzaran saw what happened with the blood, here at Chuva Bedaite, he had a hearer of Chuva. Amar, he said in his mind, Ma im al nefesh achas, if their God is so vengeful over one person, kach ahu gavr, about me, that I killed so many, the katal kol hainish masa, alachas kam v'kama, of course he's going to be vengeful on me. So Arak, he left, Azal shadar shtar pirt v'vete, he wrote a star for his family to have to deal with just with the property. He ran away, the igayer, and he was mizgaya.
Okay. Have this encounter before he killed 3 million people?
Apparently he didn't, so that's the story. Okay.
Well, once he's Megayer, he's off the hook.
That's a good question. What does that mean? So now he's Megayer, and now he can't, now he's not.
Now he's off limits?
He's off limits? Like, I don't know. He still killed hundreds and thousands of people.
He's a chuvah, means.
Okay. So that's B'day Shema. In B'day Adam, you can go and chop us off, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. But, Tana. Okay, so we learned in the Braisa. Now we're talking about other people, I guess, who had connections to Judaism. Naaman, who was the general of the king of Ammon, Ger Toshavaya. He was a Ger Toshav, which means he didn't do Avodah Zarah, but he wasn't a full-fledged Jew, but he was a Ger Toshav. Nevuzadran, who was the head butcher, the head executioner of Nebuchadnezzar, Ger Tzedekaya, he was a full-fledged Ger. Mibnei Banav Shal Haman, from the grandchildren of Haman, Lamdu Torah B'nei Brak, they learned Torah B'nei Brak. Mibnei, Barnav, Shal Sisera, some of the children of Sisera, Nimdu Tinokos B'Yushalayim, they ended up being school teachers in Jerusalem. Mibnei, Barnav, Shal Sancheriv, Limdu Torah Rabim, they ended up being teachings of Torah in public. My Inun, and who, I guess, I think they're asking about Sancheriv, who were the offspring of Sancheriv that were Limdu Torah Rabim? That's Shmaya V'Avtalion, that is the Nasi and the Avesin of Shmaya V'Avtalion. Okay, Hainu Diksiv. And this, I think, is going back on the blood of Zechariah. Haino d'ksiv, nosati es dama al tzichiach sela levilti kasos. I will put the blood on some sort of stone, and it won't be covered. Right? I guess, levilti hi kasot. It won't go in, kidei, I guess, to show his anger. Okay. All right, next, back to Haruge Beitar. So the pasuk says, Hakol kol Yaakov yadayim de Esav. So they make a drush as follows. Hakol, the kol ze Adrianus, that's Hadrian, she Caesar, she harog be Alexandria, she Mitzrayim, shishim ribo al shishim ribo. He killed 60 myriads by 6 times 60 myriads, which is 1.2 million people, right? Kiflayim ki yotzei Mitzrayim, double the amount of yotzei Mitzrayim, which was 600,000. Then the pasuk says kol Yaakov, that is Aspasianus Caesar, that's Vespasian, she harog be krach Beitar, which is just not correct, because he left. Shaharog b'krach beitar arba me'os ribo. He killed 400 myriad, which is 4 million. 4 million from B'nai Yaakov. And Amri La, and some say, arba'os alofim ribo, which would be 40 million. Which, again, it's not possible. The Hayadayim de Esav, and the Hayadayim de Esav, zu malchus risha, that's the evil king. Sorry?
It's also backwards.
Yes. No, Alexandria was killed, maybe. Yeah, it's backward. Yeah, so maybe it's... Again, they're not so good with the names. All right. Shehechriva es batenu, the Malchus of Russia destroyed our house, v'safras hechalenu, and burned our hechal, v'higli sonam erzenu, and exiled us from our land. Davar acher, hakol kol Yaakov, what does that mean? She'en lecha tefila, there is no prayer, shemoelis, that's accepted, up in Shemayim, she'ain ba mi zaro shi Yaakov. There has to be at least the voice of the zera of Yaakov to for a tefillah to be answered. Vayadai mi de Esav. The other way around. She'en lecha melchama she'no tzacha she'en ba mi zaro shi Esav. There is no war, but there is no victor in a battle that doesn't have something of Esav, the zera of Esav in there, in their
DNA,
somehow like that. I guess. Okay.
Caesar pray to God that he doesn't want to be he should, I mean, the previous Gemara today, yeah, said, please let not my death will be at the hands of the Jews. He prayed, right? Didn't he just have the Gemara?
Yeah.
So he obviously, there is tefillah by a non-Jew. He prayed.
But so you say that it must have been something else. Other Jews also were praying that the Romans wouldn't destroy them. So there has to be some sort of, a tefillah is not answered unless mixed in there or something. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. Next. Gemara is going back, I think, that we said before about, I think this is going back because to the Lashon Hara that was destroyed, that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, right? V'hainu d'amar Rabbi El-Azhar, Rabbi El-Azhar says the Pasuk in Eov, b'shot lashon techabe, b'ch rirurei lashon techabe. When there is battles amongst people by their tongues, you should hide. Because that's going to, there's going to be destruction. I think that's what it means. Next, another drasha by the Chorban. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Maidik Siv. What does the mean when the pasuk says Al Naros Bavel Shamishav Vegam Bachinu Bizachreinu Es Sion Milamed? It comes to teach us. And this is David HaMelech who said this because it's in Tehillim or not. But Milamed Sheher Ahu Hakadosh Baruch Hu the David that Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed David in a nevuah Chorban Bayis Rishon Chorban Bayis Sheni. Chorban, he showed him both instructions. Chorban by his Rishon, David saw Shemar Al Naros Bavel Shamishav Gabachinu, and by Shein Diksiv. I guess that's the next. No, it's like seven pasukim later. Zehor Hashem of the Edom, Eshiyolom Yerushalayim Ha'omum Aru Aru Ad Hayisod Ba. So David saw in Ruach Hakodesh that Titus, who's from Bnei Edom, will destroy Yerushalayim, and he davened to Hashem that they should he should remember Edom who destroyed Yerushalayim. And I guess take vengeance from them. Next, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the Itim and Rabbi Ami, the Amri Lab and Masnis and Tana, and some say it was learned in a Brisa. Mice is also a difficult. Halachically, this is a difficult story. But Mice ba'arba ma'osi ladim v'yiladosh and Ishbul kolam. Yes, during the time of destruction, there were 400 girls and boys who were taken prisoner, and they knew, I guess, that they were going to taken to be sex slaves. They figured out why they were, what they were being going to be asked to do, or be forced to do. So Amru, so they asked, Im anu tovim bayam. I guess they asked each other, if we drown ourselves in the sea, that we, anu bayin l'chay olam haba, are we going to get olam haba? So Dorish lahen hagadol shabahen, so the greatest among them answered, gave them a tshuva on the spot. He said, Amar Hashem, mi bashan ashiv, ashiv mi mutshulos yam. So what's mi bashan ashiv? That means mi bain shine arye, those who are caught amongst the, from the teeth of the lion, right? Ashiv mi mutshul sayam. I will bring them into olam haba from the depths of the sea, which is elu shetovim bayam. He says, yeah, we can kill ourselves. So kevan sheshamu yilados kach. So when the girls heard this, that they'll get olam haba, kafsu kula v'naflu sochayam. They jumped into the sea and they drowned themselves. I guess they weren't in chains. Nasu yiladim kal v'chomer. So the boys. When they said Ma Halalu Shadarkon Lakach, they're being taken for Tashmish, which is natural, right? But Anu She'ein Darkein Lakach, we're taken for unnatural, non-natural Mishkav Zachar Alachas Kama V'Kama. Of course, we should kill ourselves as well. Av Hein Kasev Sochayam. They also jumped into the sea. Valein Kasev Omer, and on them the pasuk says Ki Alecha Horagnu Kol Hayom Nechshavanu Kitzon Tivcha. Because of the Kadosh of Hashem, we are going to be mizazim. We're going to kill ourselves like sheep that go to the butcher. In the Middle Ages, these stories were used very much by amongst people who are about, you know, who are going to be murdered by the Crusades in order to kill their children and themselves. As opposed to falling into the hands of the Crusaders and being baptized and doing and all those things. There's a fascinating article by Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's son, who talks about, you know, halachically this is not exactly what the Gemara says elsewhere. You're not allowed to kill yourself, and you're not, so how did this work out? So he talks about, right, there was no Gilui Arayis at the point yet.
But it was going to be.
What?
It was going to be
Gilead. But Yahar Gilead Yalvar, who did say you're allowed to kill yourself? Did say you're allowed to kill yourself?
You should let yourself get killed.
You have to let yourself get killed.
So. But killing was, there was no option of getting killed here. The Romans weren't going to kill you.
Well, they're make you.
Yargo Yara means if I can that I'm going to get killed or not. But here, the Romans don't say either do this or kill you. They're going to force them to do it. Right, Tosos says, Kafsu kulam enough so chayam had on masechas or zara muta sheyet lenu misha nasna va al yichabel va atzmo. Right, he says you're supposed to be taken and not harm yourself, not supposed to kill yourself. Right, so Tosos says, he gives an answer. Hacha yireim hayu miyisurin. Maybe they were afraid from the yisurin. Or he says, oh, im kain hayu ma'anin osan. Right, he's saying over here they weren't going to kill them. Lo hayu horgin osan. And therefore, they didn't want to just get involved in the mice. Again, it's a shiloh. How do you go deal with this?
Look at the whole thing
of Kiddush Hashem. Right. There's a lot that goes on into here. Fine. Rav Yehuda Amar. Rav Yehuda says also, we're talking again about Kol Yaakov, right? No, Alna Roz Bavel. Which pasuk are we being darshan now? Which pasuk are we being darshan?
Same
pasuk. Alna Roz Bavel and Zichor Shalom Ne'edom. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Zug Isha, this is a woman Vishiva Banah and her seven sons, which we learned that this story always from the times of Hanukkah, but the Gemara here is telling us the story of the time now more in the Roman time. Isul Kami the Kami Kesar, they came in front of the Isul Kama, they brought the first son, the Kame the Kesar, in front of Kesar, Amrule, and he said to him, Plach Lavros Kochavim, worshipped his idol, Amrule, he says, I can't, Kosva Torah, no Hashem Lakecha, so Afkin of Ikilu, so he killed him. Isul Idach, the second one comes, the Kame Kesar, Amrule, Plach Lavros Kochavim, you should worship Amrule, no, Kosva Torah, lo Yelecha, Yelohim Achrim Apanai. So they afku v'katlu and they killed him. So Asul Idach came the third son, Amrule, Plach Lavros Kochavim, Amrule, Kosva Torah, says the Torah, Zoveach Lelo, him, Yecharam, Milti Lashem Levado. And the pasuk, I can't give worship to any other person, any other deity other than God. Right? Milti Lashem Levado. So Afku v'Kitlu, and they were killed. Aishul Idath, and they brought the fourth one. Amrulai Plach Levodos Kachavim, Amrulahu. They said, no. Kasim Torah says in the Torah, Lo Sishtachavelech So Afku v'Katlu. So Aishul Idath, and they brought the fifth one. Amrulai Plach Levodos Kachavim, Amrulahu. No. Says in the Torah, Shema Yisrael, Shem Lakeinu, Shem Echad. So Afku v'katlu. So Isul Idach. Now they brought the sixth one. Amrulei. They said to him, Plach Lavos Chachavim. Amrulehu. No. Kasu b'Torah. V'yadato Ayom v'ashivos Elavech. Yeshem Hu Elokim v'Shemayim Me'al. V'ilarish B'tachas. Ein Od. Afku v'katlu. So Isul Idach. Now they brought the seventh son. Amrulei. Plach Lavos Chachavim. Amrulehu. No. Kasu b'Torah. Pasuk says, Es Hashem He Amarta v'chulei. The full pasuk is that Hashem Hamarta Hayom Liyos Lachal Elohim Lalechet Rachav Lishmor Chukav Mitzvotav Mishpatav Lishmor Lekalov. And afterwards it says Vashem Ha'emircha Hayom Right Liyos Lachal Am Sevula Kasher Diber Lach Lishmor Kol Mitzvotav. He says Kfar Nishbanu LeKodesh Baruch Hu She'ein Anu Ma'avirin Oso. We're not going to switch him Bekel Be'elacher Avhu Nishba Lanu She'ein Ma'avir Oso Nabu Ma'acheres. He's not going to switch us to another nation. So this is seems to be this seems to be very anti-Christian polemic more over here. Okay, there's no other one than one. There's no, they're not going to switch us. So Amalek Kesar, the Kesar says to him, "Listen, here now the Kesar starts to bargain. For the first six, he kills right away. For this one, he starts to negotiate with him. So Amalek, he says, listen, this doesn't look good for me that you guys aren't bowing down. So he says, Ishti lach gush banka, I'll throw down my signet." I guess on the ground. The gachin ushaklin, you just bend down and pick it up, and it'll look like you're bowing down. But you're just picking up my ring for me. Kiheki delimru kabilai harman of the malchus. So people will say that you accepted upon yourself my ruling. So I mean, they all accepted upon themselves the ruling. They didn't want to buy into a vodah zara. There's two separate things. I don't know. To Amalei.
I don't know whether they had statues. I mean, the Romans had...
The Romans were pagan at this time.
They were pagans.
They were pure pagans at this time.
The Greeks had the idols and the Romans...
Romans also, but they were pagan. They were really pagan. They had these worships. You read the stories of Rome. But they
were Caesar.
Okay, but they were pagans, so they must have had something that they worshipped. They only became monotheists much later, after the Beis Hamidrash, Christianity takes over, and only at the time...
There were Roman
gods also. Zeus is Jupiter, and they have their own...
Same ones,
it's different names. Same. So Amrulei, so the seventh son said to them, Chaval lecha Kesar, it's Chaval to you, Chaval lecha Kesar, Al kavod atzmecha kach, you're so worried about your kavod, Al kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, last kam v'kama, I should worry about your kavod, and kach kam v'kama, I should be worried about the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Afku l'mikle, he got up and he killed, he got him up to kill him, Amrulehu, oh, he killed him, I guess. So Amrulahu Imar, the mother said to them, Yahovu Nihili Vashki Porta, give him to me a minute. He's taken to be killed so I can kiss him. Amrullo, he said to him, Banai, my son, Lichuvimru Avram Avichim, go tell your forefather Abraham, Ata Akadta Mizbeach Echad, you sacrificed one child, Vani Akadati Shiva Mizbechos. I did seven. Afi also Lagag, I guess she went up to the roof, the Nafla Umesa, whether she jumped off, threw herself off, or maybe she just went crazy, right? Yotza Baskal Amra, Baskal came in and said, Im Vanus Mecha. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, I guess also we learn the pasuk of Ki Alecha Haragnu Kolayom. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says Zo Mila Shenitna BeYom Shmini. That's the mitzvah of Mila. It's given on the eighth day. It seems to indicate that it's given on the eighth day. That had it not been for it, that, really everyone should die. I don't know how that answers the pasuk. Where's the Rashi? The pasuk Rashi and Mila Zo Mila Haragnu Kolayom DeZimnu DeMayis. You know, we put ourselves in danger for the Mila, right? Rav Shimon, Lakish Amar, what is this pasuk? Elo Tamid Chachamim, this is Tamid Chachamim, Shamarim Hilcho Shchita Ba'atzmon. They sort of demonstrate the halachas of Shchita on themselves. I don't think they actually shech themselves, because that doesn't really work. You won't get. They showed. They took the knife to the throat and showed how it should be done. The Amar Rava Kol Mila Letzay Inish Binavshei. Everything a person can show or demonstrate on himself, bar except Mishchita B'Davar Acher. Shchita and something else, Davar Acher, they say, is Rashi's Saras Umaros Negoyim. Because if you show what, I don't know how you show it, but I guess it's they're afraid it'll actually happen to you. Okay. Again, drash in the pasuk ki alecha aruna kol hayom. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, eil tamid chachamim mimasinsin atzman al divrei Torah. These are the tamid chachamim that killed themselves al divrei Torah. Kid the Rav Shimon ben Lakish, like Rav Shlakish said, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, ein divrei Torah miskayim el v'mishim mimis atzmo aleim. Divrei Torah do not stay unless somebody kills himself or works really hard on it. Shneimar zos Torah adam ki yomus ba'ol. So drasha, this is the Torah, you have to be yomus ba'ol in the old Torah. Amar Rav Ruchana, Amar Rav Yochlin, our button. 40 se'ah kitsutze tefillin nimtzu b'roshe haruge besa. 40 se'ah of tefillin were found on the heads of those killed in Beitar. Rav Yanai b'Rabbi Shmuel Amar, they found shalosh kupos shel arboim sa. They found three boxes of arboim, and each box had 40 se'ah worth of tefillin. B'masnisa Tana, in the Brice they learned arboim kupos shall shalosh shalosh soyin, right? And it's 40 kupos. Each of the kupos had 3 soyin, not 40 soyin, had 3 soyin. So below pligi, the Brice and Rav Yanai are not arguing. Ha b'dereisha, ha b'didara. One is talking about tefillin shel rosh, and one is talking about the tefillin shel yad. Well, I guess they're a little smaller.
What's the significance?
That's how many people. They're showing how many people were killed. That there were so many. There were so many people that they were killed. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Right.